You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded almost 300 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases, with about 91 in isolation while infectious. A woman in her 60s died at Liverpool Hospital with COVID-19, taking the death toll to 22 in this latest outbreak. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the unvaccinated patient caught coronavirus at the hospital.
This is the second death connected with the recent outbreak at Liverpool Hospital following the death of a man in his 90s, which was reported on the 2nd of August. Can I personally extend my sincere sympathies to her loved ones? It must be a very challenging time for them.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is warning the high case numbers are likely to continue over the weekend. Ms. Berejiklian says extra police will be patrolling the Canterbury-Bankstown area where there are high infection levels.
We are seeing too many people frequent certain shopping areas and perhaps not doing the right thing. So police will be more present in the Canterbury-Bankstown local government area to ensure compliance, and we have to make sure that happens.
Western Sydney Year 12 students based in 8 council areas will not return to the classroom when others do on August 16. The government areas affected include Blacktown, Canterbury-Bankstown, Fairfield, Georges River, Parramatta, Liverpool, Campbelltown and Cumberland. From Monday, these students will also have access to vaccines against COVID-19 at Sydney Olympic Park. Gladys Berejiklian says it's important for students to sit a public exam for their final year of schooling.
By the time the exams come round, there's no question about spreading the virus, and that's really, really important. We know, given where the numbers are, given the experience of Delta overseas, that we now have to live with Delta in one way or another.
President of the New South Wales Teachers Federation, Angelo Gavrielatos, says he will do everything possible to make remote learning available in preparation for exams.
We have always put the health and safety of our students, teachers and their families first, and we will continue to do so.
As Victoria's 7-day lockdown entered its first full day, authorities were pleading for more tests to establish all chains of transmission. COVID-19 Commander Jerome Wymer says 4 cases are now linked to the Maribyrnong cluster and the source is unknown.
We do not at this point have an acquisition source for that cluster. We are continuing to work on genomics. Genomics has confirmed it is a Delta variant, but we've got more sequencing to do to establish any match or otherwise to current clusters within Melbourne or indeed in Sydney or elsewhere in Australia.
The other COVID-19 outbreak at Hobsons Bay has a total of 5 cases, and it began with a teacher from Altaqua College. Protesters gathered in the Melbourne CBD on Thursday night, rallying against Victoria's snap lockdown. Police arrested 15 people and 16 others were taken into custody with fines for health order breaches to be issued. Assistant Commissioner Luke Cornelius says repeat offenders who have been fined before can expect to face court.
I can also say that 4 of the offenders who were arrested last night were key organisers of the protests that we have regularly been seeing in the city over the past months and over the course of the COVID lockdowns.
Queensland recorded 10 locally acquired coronavirus cases on Friday, all are household contacts of other infections. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says only 2 cases spent time in the community while infectious.
All the indications are that it's working. We just need to keep it up. It's too soon to say what will happen over the next few days and whether we'll be able to ease restrictions on Sunday.
Queensland is shutting its border to Victoria from 1 a.m. on Sunday morning, the same day the lockdown for the state's southeast is scheduled to end. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says he will need to wait and see how successful the state lockdowns are at stopping the Delta variant. And on the coronavirus vaccine rollout, he concedes there is big global competition to secure supply.
Our position in relation to other countries in the world, and particularly those in our region who've had similar levels of success in trying to suppress and manage COVID relative to other parts of the world, such as Japan, such as South Korea, such as New Zealand or places like Taiwan, these are all places where we are at comparable stages broadly in terms of the vaccine rollout.
But Federal Labor MP Julian Hill has told SBS Hindi the vaccine rollout slowness is due to a lack of urgency initially to get the jab. He says there is some vaccine hesitancy and there is not enough educational messages in multiple languages.
We do know now it is a race to save lives and livelihoods and be able to safely open up the country. But it's clear that the government will need to do more to speed up the vaccine program and to encourage people to get the vaccine.
In Tasmania, contact tracing teams have identified about 200 people of interest as they make inquiries about the coronavirus case detected in hotel quarantine. Premier Peter Gutwin says no further positive results have been identified from 1,600 coronavirus tests, but he is not downplaying the severity of the problematic variant.
Now, this is serious. As I've said, Delta is a game changer. It's more virulent, more unpredictable, twice as contagious. Now, over coming the last couple of weeks, we've said that it was a matter of when, not if. We'd have a case here in...
At the National Cabinet meeting on Friday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said all state and territory leaders have fully agreed on the plan to exit the pandemic. Mr Morrison also says rapid antigen testing is being used in some workplaces, but there is not a wide-scale approach for this method.
But for now, it will continue to be used in a very targeted way, and we will continue to work with the Therapeutic Goods Administration to see more of those tests becoming available so they can be used for those purposes.
He says employers need to make their own decisions about vaccines, and the government is not proposing a mandatory policy. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.